Tony Broome Ministries brings you the following Bible sermon, whose title is also good advice. Do what he says. We're talking about a message that not only has a title, but the title is good advice. Do what he says. When he tells us something to do, we're to do what he says. Jesus was attending a wedding in Cana of Galilee. His mother and disciples were there, and they ran out of something to drink. "They have no wine," his mother says to her. I know we think about wine like Boone's Farm and all that, but there's some good wine that won't hurt you. And every born-again Christian knows that. We know that new wine makes you feel fine all the time. It won't hurt you, won't give you a hangover. And anyway, they had run out. Or as we say in North Carolina, they'd give out of wine. "Son, they have no wine." And Jesus said, "Well, what do I have to do with you?" That's might seem a bad thing to say to your mother, but actually what he was saying is, what do you think I ought to do about it? In John chapter 2, verse 5, "His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." What do you think I ought to do about this? And so she looks at the servants that were there, and she says, "Whatsoever he says to you, do it." We should listen to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Do what he says. But many excuse themselves by saying that they don't know what he wants them to do. Well, I don't know what he wants me to do, so therefore I just don't do anything. Yet he makes it as simple as it could be. Love God and love one another. Matthew chapter 22, someone had asked Jesus, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Matthew 22:37. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." Do you know what the great commandment is? You should know it. And Jesus was saying to them, you know that Shema Yisrael, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind or strength. This is the first commandment. This is the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." That takes care of and covers all of the Old Testament. These two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The law and the prophets, that's the whole Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. These two commandments, all of it hangs on these two commandments. The law and the prophets. That takes care of the old covenant. But what about the new covenant? John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So the new commandment says, yes, you should love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength. Yes, you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. But the new covenant goes beyond that. You should love one another just like I love you. Now we say, how am I to love another? How am I to love someone else? How am I to love my brother or sister? Jesus makes it simple. "My commandment is that you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you join the Pentecostal church, if you pay your tithes, if you go to good meetings, if you have good services, you listen to a lot of preachers." No, "by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." This is the way that we do it, by loving each other. John 15, verse 12 and verse 17. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." That's how we measure our love. We don't measure it by the preacher. We don't measure it by the doctrine. We don't measure it by anything except the Lord Jesus himself. "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. These things I command you, that ye love one another." So he emphasizes it over and over again. We show that we love God and love people by carrying out the Great Commission, as Jesus taught us. make disciples of people from all nations, all ethnos, all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He says, all authority, all exousia, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. And that's why you can go. Since all authority in heaven and earth is given to me, go. Teach, baptize, and teach. Teach them to do the things that I've told you to do. That's why we just keep on passing it on. We show that we love God by being faithful to Him, by being obedient to Him, by carrying out the Great Commission. And we show we love people by doing that. We cannot keep it to ourselves. Do what He says. If you call Him Lord, if we're going to call Jesus Lord, we better do what He says. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. It's not how many times we say, Hail Mary, or Lord, Lord, Jesus, Jesus, with His stripes I'm healed. It's not how many times we can say these things. It's by not just saying, Lord, Lord. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's not just a magic key. If I say, abracadabra, if I say, Lord, Lord, then the door will just swing open to me. No, that's not the way it happens. He says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. We do what He says. Luke 6:46. And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? That's a question Jesus is asking. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my words and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. The little children sing, the wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down, and the floods came up. The rains came down, and the floods came up. The rains came down, and the floods came up, but the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rain came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up, and the house on the sand fell flat. And we see all these floods and things that are happening now. And of course, people cannot help what the storm does. But so many people are building their lives upon the sand. Both of these men, they heard the same message but had drastically different reactions and responses to it. The wise man heard what the Lord said and did what the Lord said. The foolish man heard the same message but did not do it. Both men had similar houses. Their houses looked beautiful. They were built nicely. But one was built on the rock, founded on the rock. The other was built on the sand. Both of them experienced the same exact storm. It was not a different storm. Both of them went through the same storm. All of us face similar, if not the same, experiences in life. But some people react differently because some have heard the word and do what he says. The wise man's house stood firm. The foolish man's house fell flat. The difference is one did the word, the other did not the word. Both of them heard the word, but one did it, one did not do it. James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If you call him Lord, do what he says. If you love him, do what he says. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's a simple, short verse, but it's loaded. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you say that you love me, do what I tell you to do. We are believers, Christians, disciples, new creations, sons and daughters of the Most High God. But that doesn't do away with the fact that Jesus is still the Lord and Master, and we are His servants. As servants, we are to do what Jesus said. Jesus said, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. We're not greater than our Lord. If our Lord had to be obedient, and our Lord was expected to do what the Father says, then you and I as servants are expected to do what Jesus says. The servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. We will never be comfortable taking orders if we don't even like to be told what to do. Some people have a problem being told what to do. Now, you and I came up in a generation where we were told what to do and we were expected to do as we were told. But our generation now is not that way. If you don't believe that people don't like to be told what to do or do as they are told, try suggesting to someone that they should sit in a certain or different place at church. Do we scowl? Do we frown in an angry or bad-tempered way? Or are we compliant? Do we handle it and say, okay, it doesn't matter. Thank God I'm allowed to be in the door, get in the front door, the back door. Thank God I have a place to sit. But you'd be surprised how many people have been in church many years and they don't like their apple cart being upset or upsot. They don't like for people to tell them to sit in a different place. Even in the time of COVID, the time of virus, when you have to use safety precautions and sometimes you have to be told or asked to sit in a certain place or a different place so that it can make things easier for somebody. No, I don't want to do that. I want to sit where I want to sit. Today's generation, they're disobedient to parents, had a little regard for government, law enforcement, or teachers. It is no wonder that they don't like to do as they are told or listen to authority. All of this, brothers and sisters, absolutely every bit of it is to change when one is born again. When you are born again, it changes more than just your habits of going to church and not going to the honky-tonk. When you're born again, your life changes, your heart changes, everything about you changes. Whereas before, you didn't want anybody to tell you what to do. Preacher didn't tell you what to do. Law enforcement didn't tell you what to do. Mom and daddy didn't tell you what to do. Nobody told you what to do. But now that you're born again, you have no problem listening to authority. You have no problem obeying your parents if you're still that age, or even if you're not. If your parents are still alive, we should still honor and obey them. You have no problem listening to what the Bible says, listening to what the preacher says. Some people think, well, I would go to church and I would give my heart to the Lord, but I don't want to be bound by a bunch of laws and do's and don'ts. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not hard. We have listened to the devil, to the evil one. His ways are hard. The scripture said the ways of a transgressor are hard, not the ways of God. The ways of God are not hard. It's not the ways of God that are hard. It's this life, this world, this trash can that we're living in. Our society is hard. It's not the things of God. The things of God are not hard. If you call Him Lord, do what He says. If you love Him, do what He says. If you are His friend, if you're going to say, I am a friend of God, that song says, God is my friend, I'm His friend. If we're the friend of God, and if we are a friend of God, and He's our friend, then we should do what He says. John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. If we have that relationship with God, that we say that we do, and we do what He commands us to do, He said, you're my friend if you do what I command you, if you do what I tell you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. We are servants of God, but He doesn't call us just servants. It's more than a servant-master relationship. We're a friend of God. The servant doesn't know what his master is doing. All he knows is the order that he's given to do, and that's what he does. But you and I have a different relationship. We have a more intimate relationship with God than just servant. We have a son and daughter, a friend relationship with God. I'll call you my friends if you do what I tell you to do. I don't call you just servants, but I call you my friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I've made known to you. Jesus is able to make known the things of the Father to us because we're his friends. Abraham is called the friend of God all throughout the Bible, under the Old Covenant, and is even referred to in James chapter 2 as a friend of God because he heard God's voice and obeyed his word. That's what made Abraham a friend of God. It's not that Abraham was a special, oh, he's a super saint, he's a special person. No, none of us are really special. I mean, all of you are special to me, but none of us really are special. The only special one is Jesus Christ. What made Abraham special? There was nothing really special about him. He just heard God's voice and obeyed God's word. You and I are his friends if we do what Jesus tells us to do. Even in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Do what he says. You have a blessing that's passed on to you just simply by doing what he says, just simply by obeying his word, just simply by loving him and serving him, keeping his commandments, doing what he says. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for an opportunity to present this word to your people this evening. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage us all to do like you say and to do what you say. It's a joy, it's a privilege, it's an honor to be able to serve you, to be able to be called by your name, to be able to do as you tell us to do. We don't count it a burden. We don't count it a task, something that we have to endure, that we honor and we praise you for the privilege to serve you and to be called by your name to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. I pray that many would come to this realization and salvation and others would be born again. In Jesus' name, amen. You have been listening to a Bible sermon. The title has been, Do What He Says. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior and you make him your Lord today. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.